écouter sur Radio Franca.
Radio Franca, c'est la radio des enfants.
Ici, on est au lycée Alfred Mézières. On a un projet avec l'ensemble de la classe de 602, avec notre prof d'anglais. On va parler de la santé aux USA et puis dans le monde. Donc voilà, je vais commencer à parler en anglais. Hello everyone, today we're gonna talk about economies, equalities in the English-speaking world. That's why we choose a subject about health access in the USA. Indeed, in France, in Germany, and more generally in Europe, health is right, but this is not the case in the USA. To better understand the situation, we invited 9 specialists who will answer our question. That's why the difference between health accessibility in France in the USA.
In the USA, to access to health, people have to have a health insurance, but the problem is that insurance is unaffordable.
What difference do you see between the accessibility in France and in the USA, health accessibility?
In USA, I needed to establish a vital card like in France. A person visits the doctor, presents their card. The doctor can look them up in the digital system.
Katarina, what do you think about the situation in France?
I think it looks like a social segregation, and it makes me remember Martin Luther King, who said it is unacceptable that they use their power to keep us voiceless. And that's why I am here to talk about this issue, because it is inhuman that we let people dying because of poverty.
Thank you.
Mrs. Lea?
I think that's unequal because, in my opinion, the care must be accessible to everyone because their care is necessary to all and mustn't be paid for that.
How do you think we can fight this inequality?
So I think to fight this inequality, the government can help people who are poor. For example, in USA, there are many reserves with Native Americans, and rich people can help poor people to, for example, to pay him a house and to give more money, and then.
So you think that rich people can help poor people?
Yes, poor people, yes. Okay.
Then we have another specialist, who is Luca.
So hearing this situation, I think people don't deserve this. I think this is a situation which it's quite horrible for people who didn't want that, and they are forced to live with conditions they didn't ask for.
I think you're right. I have another question.
We're going to talk about Obamacare. This is a financial assistance for a million of people. And can you tell me why this project has not solved the situation?
Of course, this has set up financial assistance for 1 million of people, but it does not call into question the private foundation of the system.
Eventually, if you had a chance to say a word to American politicians, what would you say?
If I had a chance to say a word to American people, I will say health accessibility and equal in the world. I think it's essential for everybody.
I think it's unacceptable that in Europe people can access to health insurance while it is not the case in the USA, which is an industrial country.
This is the end of the interview. It was a pleasure to meet you all of you. To conclude, we understand that health is not a right. This is a service. The situation reinforces the problem of inequalities already present in the USA, because if you don't have enough money to pay for health insurance, you don't have the right to health.
I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. tell you something. All that glitters ain't gold. Inside the bottle,
maybe it's inside the bottle.
I had some good old buddies, names is whiskey and wine.
Hey, hey.
And for my good old buddies, I spend my last dime.
Hey, hey.
Now wine is good to me, you help me pass the time. And my good old buddy whiskey keep me warm in the sunshine.
Hey, hey.
Your mama may have blessed the child that's got his own. Share with you my